Thank you for listening to Bee Talks Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the live stream. Okay, so this is the fourth live stream of the show. Okay, well, just to tell you what I'm laughing about. I have my grandpa here today.
Hi, everybody.
And so he might just kind of like chill in the room while we're doing this, but right as we started, he might have farted.
Sorry.
Blockchain DXB says hello, Grandpa. Okay. Okay. But really quick, guys, if this audio sounds a little different, that is if you listen to the last episode. My mic that I used for actually over a year broke. So, okay, hey, he says sounds perfect. That's good. But I'm getting a new mic tomorrow, so the audio will be back to normal. But everybody, today we are doing a brain break live stream from the series DFTBA on the show, where we're going to be doing, here, hold on, let me count it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kind of mini segments. So I don't know, this one might not be too long, but special thanks to everybody that's tuning in live on Podbean. But if you are listening to the episode that is that comes out like after just the recording of the live stream, then that's pretty cool because you're still making me money. Because either way, you guys are making me money, which is pretty cool. Okay, so to open it up, we are going to be doing a little spin of Wheel of Dares, which is a little brain break that we do every episode of the series Don't Forget to Be Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna do a little spin, then we're gonna get into some B-Tox trivia about just kind of about the show in general, then we'll go on from there. All right, I think that sounds good. I'm gonna test chat, hopefully people got that, but we're going to move on to the Wheel of Dares. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, everybody's ready. All right, first spin. I think you guys can hear that. Do something you love. Hey, that's pretty easy. I'm doing something I love. I'm doing a live stream, which is pretty cool. Okay. Are you doing something you love?
I am.
He's hanging around with his grandson. That works. Hopefully the person tuning in, hopefully you're doing something you love too. If not, go do that. Okay. All right. Let's move on to some trivia. So once again, this is just trivia about B-Tox podcast. So he's eating ice cream that I love. There we go. That totally works. Eating ice cream. That's perfect. Okay. So we have 8 questions, I believe, of B-Tox podcast. So if you don't know my show, then these probably won't work very well for you. But if not, hopefully, you know, we'll go on to this. Okay. So question number 1, when was the very first episode of B-Tox released? Was it A, February 18th, 2019? Was it B, February 17th, 2020? Was it C, February 20th, 2020? Or was it D, February 19th, 1864? Do you have an answer?
I do.
Which one is it?
B.
You think B? Okay. D. It's, okay. Yes, I definitely made my first episode in 1864. Okay. Well, the correct answer was B, February 17th, 2020. Grandpa got it right. So I remember it was actually, I did a 1-year anniversary episode on February 17th, 2021. You can go listen to that episode if you want on B Talks. But yes, B was the correct answer. So 1 person for Grandpa, 0 points for Blockchain DXB. That's the nickname. Okay, whatever. Question number 2. When will season 4 of B-Tox drop? Okay, it is very soon. Is it A, May 12th, 2021? Is it B, June 1st, 2021? Is it C, May 20th, 2028? Or is it D, May 22nd, 2021? A, May 12th, 2021. Okay.
A.
All right. That is... Wait, hold on. Let me find... I'm muted... here. You just got booed. No. It was incorrect. It was actually D. Season 4 is coming very soon. May 22nd. Yeah. The May 12th is for the season 3 recap episode. So half a point. All right. Number 3. What is the title of BW? That's me. What's the title of my second show I have? Okay. And it is with my sister, by the way. Is it A, the Dunder Mifflin Podcast? It's about The Office, by the way. Is it A, the Dunder Mifflin Podcast? Is it B, the Ultimate Office Fan Cast? Is it C, Turtles? Or is it D, The Office? Do you have an answer?
D.
D, The Office. Okay. You have an answer, B. All right. You guys were both incorrect again. It was A. It was the Dunder Mifflin Podcast. Here, hold on. Give me one sec. I'll put the link in the description or in chat if you want to listen to this. We have a bunch. Well, if you don't like The Office, then it won't really make a bunch of sense. But that's that. We haven't released an episode in a really long time, but it's super fun to do those. Okay. Next, we're on question number 4. Okay. What is the newest series added to BTalks? Okay, what is the newest series? Is it A, the Colorado Playbook, where we talk about sports? Is it B, the BTalks Insider, which is untold stories about the show? Is it C, DFTBA, or Don't Forget to Be Awesome? Or is it D, the Art of Film?
A,
Colorado Playbook. C, DFTBA. That is correct. The blockchain guy. You got it correct. Yay. It was C. It was Don't Forget to Be Awesome, which is exactly what we're pretty much talking about. All right. Next, number 5. What series has the most episodes? So what series has the most episodes of the show? Okay, is it A, Colorado Playbook, the sports one? Is it B, Everything MCU, our Marvel one? Is it C, BTalks bonus episodes, which I just talked about, like changes in the show? Or is it D, DFTBA? You have an answer?
D.
Okay. You said B. Oh my gosh, you're on a roll. It was B. It was Everything MCU. It's the sports series. Wow. I mean, no. The Marvel one. It has 17 episodes. Hold on. It's 17 episodes to this day. Am I winning? Yes, you are winning. You are winning by a lot of points. Okay, yeah. So that was Everything MCU, because with the two new Marvel shows that have been coming out, we've been uploading a lot of episodes about that. Okay, next, what do we have? Number 6. Okay, how long will season 3 of BTalks be from start to finish? Oops, hold on, let me silence my phone. Is it A, 8 months, B, 6 months, C, 9 months, or D, 12 days?
6 months.
6 months? Got an answer online? C. It was incorrect. It was A. It was 8 months. And it was actually 8 months exactly on the day, because season 3 started September 12th, 2020, and then it ends May 12th, 2021. So it was exactly 8 months. So, all right. Question 7. What was the one word so far that was teased for BTalk season 4? Was it A, Back to the Roots? Was it B, Grand Finale? C, fresh, or D, expansion?
What was A?
A was Back to the Roots. B, okay, your answer is B, the Grand Finale?
Yeah, B.
Good. B, okay. And incorrect. It was expansion. I don't know. I don't know if season 4 is going to be the last season of the show. I don't know. Working out all of the everything I need to figure out. Okay. Lastly, question number 8. What is the famous saying of BTalks podcast? Is it A, don't forget to be awesome? Is it B, spread awesomeness? Is it C, be awesome? Or is it D, giraffe is a color?
A.
A, C. Ooh, all right. Grandpa got it right. Got it wrong. It was A, don't forget to be awesome. I say that, I think, every single episode. I've actually said it. There's been a couple episodes where I didn't say a joke at the beginning, but other than that, every single one has been, don't forget to be awesome. All right, so final points. I think you got like 3 or something.
Two and a half.
Two and a half, and okay. I think online, you got like 4 or 5.
Ooh.
Didn't I and your grandpa tie? I feel like you got more correct answers. I don't know. Huh. Whatever. Yeah, he says he'll give you the win. Good job. All right. So we're all right. This one's probably going to be a little short, but he says thank you. You got a win. All right. Next, we're going to do 5 fun facts. So I didn't write these down. So I'm just going to be kind of going off a website. So if it's a little improvised, that's all. Oh, that's all. All right. Here we go. No, we'll do 10 fun facts. How about that? Ooh. That's a lot. Getting bonus content. Okay. Did you know that McDonald's once made bubblegum flavored broccoli?
What?
That's weird. I don't know. It says, unsurprisingly, the attempt to get kids to eat healthier didn't go over well with the child testers who were confused by the taste. Find out which countries have banned McDonald's. Okay. Did you know that some fun guy create zombies, then control their minds? Like a mushroom. Okay. It's interesting, I guess. Did you know that the first oranges weren't orange? Ooh, that's cool. The original oranges from Southeast Asia were tangerine pomelo hybrid, and they were actually green. In fact, oranges in warmer regions like Vietnam and Thailand will stay green through maturity. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. All right, did you know there's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name? Ooh, what is it? Can you guess the answer to this random fact? You'll find out. You'll find A-Z, Arizona, and J, New Jersey, and even 2 X's, New Mexico and Texas. But not a single Q. There's not a single Q. That's interesting. It is not Z. No, wait. Where is Z?
Arizona.
That's interesting. That's really cool, actually. All right. Did you know a cow bison hybrid is called a beefalo? What? You can even buy its meat in at least 21 states. That's kind of funny. A beefalo. You did not know a beefalo. A beefalo? That's kind of funny. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Next. Did you know that Johnny Appleseed's fruits weren't for eating? I don't know. I'm confused. Whatever, we'll move on. Okay. Did you know Scotland has 421 words for snow? Huh. Yes, 421. That's too many fun facts about snow. Some examples, snestle, to start raining or snowing, flee-flee, to swirl, flink-drinkin'. Okay, that can't be right. Flink and drinking? Am I reading that right? Hold on. Flink drinking. Huh. That's kind of cool. All right. All right, we'll call this one the last one. All right. Lastly, did you know that Samsung tests phone durability with a butt-shaped robot? What? Do these interesting facts have you rethinking everything? People stash their phones in their back pockets all the time, which is why Samsung created a robot that is shaped like a butt. And yes, even wears jeans to sit on their phones to make sure they can take the pressure. That's hilarious. That's really funny, actually. they make something that's shaped like a butt, and then that's how they know if their phone is ready. All right, we have one last test, everybody. The butt test. It's weird. Okay. All right. Going good so far. So that was 5 fun facts, or technically 10. I don't know how many we did, but it was good. All right, so this next game can be a little confusing, so I'm going to explain it out. Drop the dice. Okay, this one is called Probs, or it's short for probability, okay? So I have this 6-sided die right here, okay? That's the sound. And so I'm going to let's do a practice round, okay? I'm going to roll the dice, and here, let's not do a 1. A 5. Okay, a 5 is a pretty good example. So so with a 5, you can choose either, I want to say lower or higher. And then the next roll, you can see if you get it correct or not. And if you can, move on to the next round, I guess. So practice with 5, you think lower or higher?
Lower.
Yeah, I definitely go lower. I'm going to say lower. So we'll see what it lands on. A 5. Okay, reroll. And a 3. There we go. Should we make that a roll? Yeah. Okay. Well, so 3, we would have got that correct because that is considered lower. Okay. So let's actually start it. So the goal is to stay alive for 5 rounds. If you do that, you win. Okay. All right. So first roll, a 6. Can't do that. Hold on. A 5 again. Okay. I'm going to say lower. Lower. Okay. And it is a 3. There we go. All right. So we move on to round 2. All right. Here we go. A 2. I'm going higher.
A little higher.
2. Okay. Yeah. I think. Okay. You go higher too. DXB. See what it is. And a 3. Ooh, that was close. Okay. We got the 3. All right. So on to round number 3. All right. It's 4. So that's like 3 and 4, which it can go pretty much either way. I don't know. What are you going to? You going higher? Okay, so it's 5 or 6 is guessing my grandpa. I'm going to go lower. I'm going the odds. I'm an odds guy. So I'm going 1 or 3. Hold on. So wait. Here, I'm going to roll it and then I'm going to see your answer online. Okay. All right, I know it. So okay. Now I'm just going to say you got it wrong.
Oh.
It was 3. So I got it right. Let's go. Okay. Higher. All right. 1. No, can't do a number 1. A 2. Okay. That's pretty easy.
Higher.
I'm going higher. And a 6. Hey, there we go. All right. So it's 3 rounds. Yeah. All right. 2 more. A 5. I'm going lower.
Lower.
5. All right. I'm doing reroll. A 1. Okay, so if we didn't say like a 5 on a 5 is a loss, then technically we would have got it right. All right, final one. I'm kind of still alive, but maybe not. A 1. Nope, can't do a 1. Can't do a 6. What? There's another 1. Hold on. A 5. Okay. I'm going lower.
Lower.
Yeah. 5. A 4. There we go. Okay. This dice did not want to stay on the table. Okay. So if we're counting the if you land on the number roll, technically I got out in the 4th round, but other than that, I got it all right. And Grandpa got 1 wrong. In like round 3, I think it was. Okay. All right. So what do we have next? We have try not to laugh a story thing. Okay. So again, let's be patient if this doesn't work. So we're going to, because I just kind of searched these up. Probably should have done a little bit more research on this. But okay. We'll start it off with this one. Okay. So the rule is if you laugh, you lose. It's pretty simple, okay? All right. Here we go. Start off with the first one. All right. So I'm sitting in English class. English class. And the teacher says, class, today we are going to talk about tenses. For example, if I say, I am beautiful, what tense is it in? My friend answers, well, it's obviously the past tense. Oh, oh gosh. Okay. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to laugh. Hold on. All right. I'm not going to laugh anymore. Here we go. All right, this one's a little longer. A mom visits her son for dinner who leaves with a girl as a roommate. During his meal, his mother couldn't help but notice how pretty his roommate was. She had long been suspicious of a relationship between the two, and this only had made her more curious. I'm going to skip to the bottom really quick. Okay, here, we'll skip. We'll go into another one really quick. Hold on. Here, I'll open to this really quickly. Stay tuned for Would You Rather. Okay. Okay. I'm studying to be an interpreter in France. The only exam I have failed so far is the Spanish one. It would have been okay. Hold on, sorry, move down. It would have been okay if I weren't a native Spanish speaker. I don't get it.
He was Spanish, so he was a native Spaniard.
Okay. I'm traveling around Ireland, decided to take a funny photo with a sheep wearing my glasses. So if you meet a sheep in a Ray-Ban shades. That's it? Okay. This one might be a fail. I'm a hairdresser. Today I got a client who showed me with gestures that he was deaf and mute. Fortunately, I know a few gestures in sign language and tried to communicate with him. Not being able to stand it, he said, God, my indigenous plan failed. Please cut my hair quietly. Okay. You always try not to laugh. Okay. Okay. Here we go. All right, this will be the final one for this. On the 24th of December, I was going home to celebrate Christmas with my family in the country. The snowstorm was very strong and I got stuck in the countryside. I thought that I would have to celebrate Christmas alone in the car. The car was already covered up with snow when somebody knocked on the window. Turns out a man behind me also got stuck. He got into my car with a couple of burgers and two glasses of Coke. There can be happy endings in the worst of situations. Hey, that's pretty cool. He was like stuck and then you got it. Yeah. Okay. That was pretty cool. We like that. All right. Well, next we're going to move on to my top 5 Marvel movies. Okay. So if you don't really know like Marvel, I guess this won't really make sense, but after this, we're going to get into Would You Rather, and then we'll do Wheel of Dares and we're going to wrap it up. Okay. And see you along. Okay. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Welcome back. Okay. Here we go. So these are my top 5 Marvel movies. So I know like I didn't really kind of rate them in like different categories, but these are just my favorites from like theaters and like MCU Impact and stuff like that. So if you wanna this and that, go ahead. All right, here we go. Number 5. My number 5 is Guardians of the Galaxy. This one was a really good space movie that actually my sister and I just watched the other night, and it's really good. Because usually we watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but that was a good change, and that's such a classic movie. It's really good. Okay, number 4 is Black Panther. Now, this one was very, very good, and it's very sad to hear about Chadwick Boseman. But Marvel did just announce Black Panther 2, which they said that they're not going to, like, skip on the actor. Like, they're going to kind of show him his respect and not do, like, a stand-in with his character. So I feel like that was a good call to make. Okay. Number 3 is Captain America the Winter Soldier. Now, Captain America is my favorite, favorite hero from the MCU, so I feel like I needed to incorporate one of those movies, and The Winter Soldier was a really good movie, and I'm really happy with what happened in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is the Marvel Disney Plus series. Okay, number 2 is Avengers Infinity War. Now, I really like this one for how much, like, action and how there's so many, like, famous actors in it, because it's, like, this huge crossover. And I think it's a really nice change when the villains win, because it's, like, almost every single story is when, like, of course there's, like, doubts here and there, but then, in the end, always, like, the heroes win. And in Infinity War, if you watched it, hopefully no spoilers, but Thanos wins, he snaps his fingers, and it was just a really nice change, so I really liked it like that. Right, and then my number 1 Marvel movie is Avengers Endgame. This, I feel like this is no surprise. That was the cinematic event of the decade. And I mean, it was a perfect ending. Iron Man died, but it's okay. He went out in a good way. And then Captain America gets the shield. Thor joins the Guardians of the Galaxy. Hulk didn't really change besides coming like the, like, actual kind of Hulk, and he can, like, talk and be smart and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think Endgame hit all the right notes, and it was a really good movie. All right. So, lastly, we're going to get into Would You Rather, which is one of my favorite games to play. So, I pulled up this 45 funny Would You Rather questions. We're going to go through them. gonna have opinions from not just me. And I think the person that was tuning in live did leave, but hey, we have two people here, so this should work. It should work just as fine. All right, here we go. Would you rather? Okay, here's a good one. Would you rather be 10 inches tall or 10 feet tall? You could be so good at basketball. I'd be 10 feet tall. You just dominate. You wouldn't even have to dunk. You'd be as high as the rim. You wouldn't even have to jump. Yeah, that's definitely. I definitely do 10 feet tall. Okay. Would you rather be bald or have two horns growing out of your head? My grandpa's already bald. I'm doing bald. I feel like that's kind of easy. Okay, hold on. Let's go back up here. Would you rather have gills for lungs or scales all over your entire body? Ooh. I think I'd have gills. Oh, gosh, but that's weird. There's, like, you could, like, feel them on the outside. Oh. Ooh, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to do gills. Because, I mean, you can wear a shirt, you can cover it up, but scales over your entire body, like, you can't, you can't cover that up at all. All right. Would you rather eat bugs or cat food for the rest of your life? Ew. I do bugs. I feel like cat food is just that I couldn't get through cat food every day. I'd probably do bugs. Okay. Would you rather be invisible or kicked by a donkey for 584 days? I feel like, how long would I be invisible for? I feel like I'd be invisible. Because that's like a superpower sometimes. I'd probably do be invisible. That'd be really cool. Okay. Would you rather live in a storm drain or under a bridge? I feel like under a bridge. You can come out from that, but like in a storm drain, you're just like down there. All right, we'll do one more good one. Okay, would you rather be a hold on, no. Okay. Okay, if you had no, that's not a would you rather. Hold on. I really should have. Okay, here we go. Would you rather ride a bull or a pet tiger? Ride a bull or a pet tiger? Well, I feel like I'd do a pet tiger because it's tame, like it's your pet. But a bull, that's bonkers. Okay, one more. Would you rather have a neck like a giraffe or eyes like an owl? Ooh. So neck like a giraffe or eyes like an owl?
Eyes like an owl?
Yeah. I don't know, but you can't cover that up. Maybe you have sunglasses or something. But other than that, yeah, I probably do eyes like an owl. I just have to wear sunglasses everywhere I go. All right, well, we have one more thing to wrap it up. This one was much shorter than the others, but we're going to do one more Wheel of Dares from the beginning, and then we're going to do a quick May update for Betox because we have some big news for that. All right, here we go. Final one, Wheel of Dares. Here we go. What is it? Hope it's a good one. Okay. This was an example. Write a letter to a loved one that lives far, far away. Okay. Is South Dakota far, far away?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to write a letter to my grandpa who's sitting in my room. Who are you going to write a letter to? Could write it to me.
I'm going to write it to my grandson.
Hey, he's going to write it to me. Okay. All right, so you guys be sure to do that, hopefully. If you don't, I mean, it's you don't have to, but I'm going to write a short note for my grandpa before he leaves, so you don't have to pay for stamps and shipping. We can just give it to him. All right, so before we wrap it up today, really quickly, again, May is a really big month for Betox, so just some important dates. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more episode before season 3 wraps up, but then season 4 we'll get back in motion. But so season 3 recap episode is May 12th. So in like 5 days. Yeah, it's May 12th. I'll do season 3 recap because that was a very good season of the show. And we're about to wrap it up. And then we have May 22nd is probably the biggest day because May 22nd is the season 4 kickoff. Like, it's the first day of season 4. And then I also have a live stream. If you guys want to tune in live once again, we have May 22nd where I'm going to be unveiling all the season 4 stuff because I have a lot of cool stuff planned. Two new series, but then once again, just remember, like, expansion, okay? There's a lot more stuff that's going to come to the show that is really exciting. So, yeah, so remember, season 4, May 22nd, if you want to be the first to hear everything that's happening for the show, for season 4, then you can tune in live on May 22nd. Put the link in the description of the episode if you're listening to this after and not live. Okay, then lastly, May is the last month of school, so I'm going to do my first day of summer break live stream on May 28th at noon. Yeah, it's May 28th, because May 27th is the last day of school, so yeah. If you want to come, I don't know if it's not your last day of school, then I don't really know what to do there, but I'm gonna celebrate it for me, because that's really happy, and that's some fun stuff to do. Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap it up. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. Well, the person that gave the most engagement today, the award goes to, hold on, I need to zoom in for this, Blockchain DXB. Thank you. He was talking in chat with me, which is pretty fun. I think he's not here right now, but he was before. It's really cool to have people like talking and like typing in chat interactively. All right. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to be awesome. That was super fun. Again, tune in live next time, May 22nd. Season 4, May 22nd. Season 3 recap, May 12th. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you all very soon. Bye. Don't forget to be awesome.